The word says in Psalms 88:2, "Let my prayer come before thee. Incline thine ear unto my cry." Welcome to Focus Prayer with G. Craig Lewis.
So that our bodies, our mind, spirit, soul can line up with the plan of God. Amen. Amen. So let's just go before the Lord with this prayer. And we're going to pray Psalms 103:1. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Lord, we bless you with all that is within us. Everything that is in us, Father God. Every ounce of strength we have, we use right now to bless your holy name. You are the God of gods, all gods, King of all kings, Lord of all lords, creator of the universe, creator of beyond this universe, beyond what we even know about. Father God, it was your creation. You are that big. You are the true and the living God. So we bless you right now with all that is within us. All that is within us, God. We give you glory and honor, Lord. We don't want to give that your glory and honor to other things, to temporal things, to material things, to physical things. Father God, you deserve our praise. You deserve our worship. You deserve our adoration. You deserve extolling. Father God, you deserve it. So we bless your name. Father, we bless it. And we lift you high above, Lord, all of our problems, issues, and concerns. That is not why we are coming before you, God. We're coming before you because you're the God of everything. And we know, so we lift you high above even our concerns and what's on our minds and what's on our hearts and problems that we're having. And we worship you, Lord, and believe that there is absolutely, positively, none above you. You are God. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. So, Father God, we won't forget what you've done for us. We remember when we were in darkness and you brought us into your marvelous light through the truth of your word. We remember. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God, for saving us from ourselves. Thank you, Father God, for rescuing us from our own mind, our own will, from path, God, that was leading us the wrong way. We thank you, Father God. You helped us make decisions when we didn't even know you were helping us. Father God, to avoid failure, to avoid disaster. Father God, to bring us to this place. We remember when we were out there. And you've brought us to this place in your marvelous light through the truth of your word. And Father God, we have benefited so much from your plan, God. We've benefited so much from your plan for us. So we bless you for that, Lord. We bless you for that. Who forgiveth all thine iniquities and healeth all thy diseases. So Father, right now we confess our sins to you. And we ask for forgiveness for every one of our sins, Lord. We ask that you forgive us of our sins, Father, and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. You said that if any man sin, he has an advocate with the Father who is faithful and just to forgive us our sins, cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So we confess our sins right now, God. We know we're not perfect. We know we err. We know we make mistakes. Some of them are accidental. Some of them are on purpose, Father God. We fail you at times. But Father, we believe that if we confess our sins to you, you are faithful and just to forgive us. So we don't want to pretend we're something that we're not in front of you, Lord. You know everything. So we ask that you just forgive us of our sins, cleanse us from all unrighteousness, and anything we've done knowingly and unknowingly, we ask that you forgive us, Lord. So heal our minds and our bodies. Who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with love and kindness and tender mercies. So thank you, God, for saving us from destruction and showing us the right way to behave. And and have a better life, Father God. Thank you for changing our behavior. Thank you for deliverance from worldly things that we had the habit of doing, listening to worldly music, going to worldly places, smoking, drinking, partying, whatever it was that we did out in the world, Father God. We thank you that you've shown us the right way to behave. And that has given us a better life, Father God. We have more peace now. We have more joy now. Father God, we are secure in who we are now because we don't have to go out and revel with the world. But God, we can come in and worship with your people now. Thank you for being merciful and loving us through our issues and our errors. And who satisfied thy mouth with good things so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. So Lord, we are made new, brand new by your goodness. You said that your mercies are renewed every day. So God, we are made new by your goodness and mercy. And we can change our history, God, by following the plan you have for us. God, our children can be different than we were. Father God, our children don't have to endure some of the things that we endure. Father God, we can pass on a godly heritage and create a godly legacy because of what you've taught us, because of your goodness, because of what you've given us that allows us to change our very history. So we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for renewing our youth like an eagle's, God. We thank you, God, and we thank you for the plan you have for us, Lord. We buy 100% into your plan, God. We are willing to lay aside everything, every ambition, every dream, everything that we've wanted to do that we've even told people about. We are laying aside for your plan for us. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. And we're going to pray for healed emotions. Healed emotions. And Father God, we pray against all emotional manipulation right now. Being manipulated by emotions because of what others are doing, others are saying, what others are even sending. Father God, we cancel curses that are coming. We cancel all of those things that are coming, Father God, to manipulate our feelings and manipulate our emotions, Father God. We pray against it right now. Those word curses from mothers, fathers, family, friends, Father God, enemies that are speaking things that manipulate our emotions. Father God, we pray against it right now in the name of Jesus. All emotional manipulation, even our own emotions manipulating us. Father God, we stand against it right now and we declare freedom from all emotional manipulation right now. Wherever, God, wherever, and show us how it's happening, but wherever the devil has gained access to our feelings, our emotions, or our thoughts, we block his rites of passage right now in the name of Jesus. We block it. Whatever access he has, he's claiming to have, Father God, we cancel it right now. However it got in, however it's getting to us, however it's being sent, whatever method is being used, Father God, we use the power of the Holy Ghost to block it and stand against it and cancel it right now. We denounce every negative voice that has spoken to us, that has spoken against us, Father God, that has spoken to manipulate us, that has talked down on us, that has considered us less than, Father God, that has cursed our way, cursed your plan even for us. Father God, anyone that is against it, God, we denounce every negative voice that has come, that has entered into our ears, entered into our hearts, entered into our beings. Father God, we denounce those negative words, every whisper from the enemy. Father God, every whisper, that's what a suicidal thought is. It's a whisper. We come against that right now. Suicidal thoughts, whispers, telling us that we might as well give up. We might as well end it. It's too bad. It's never going to get better. We've done too much. Whatever the case, Father, we cancel that whisper of the enemy right now. All suicidal thoughts that are birthed through the enemy's whispers. And Father God, we denounce every thing that is coercing us from the devil to make us do things against your will for us. Father, we come against it right now. Devil pulling us down, getting us depressed, getting us in our own head, getting us feeling bad, getting us feeling away, and then we go out and do something that is not pleasing to you. Father God, we come against that right now, and we denounce it, God. We will not be a part of the enemy's cycle. We won't be a part of his yearly visit. Every year, whatever time it is, the enemy's coming and bringing the same stuff. We will not be pawns in his scheme. Father God, we have victory over his schemes. We have victory over him. Father God, you have all power. Jesus rose with all power in heaven and in earth. So we use that power right now to denounce every negative voice, whisper, or coercing from the devil to make us do things against the will of the Lord. Ephesians 4 and 23, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind. So God, renew the spirit of our minds. Renew our human spirits, Father God. And let it adhere to your Holy Spirit only. Father God, we won't entertain voices from other spirits. We won't entertain voices and whispers from other dimensions. Father God, we will only have place for your Holy Spirit to have full access to our human spirit. In Jesus' name. And we cancel the assignment of self-hatred and low self-worth from our lives. We cancel that assignment. That assignment that makes us feel like we aren't worthy to live this life. Father God, we cancel that assignment. Self-hatred, hating our self-image, hating the way we look, hating the way we sound, hating the way others perceive us, just hating, Father God, our existence because someone spoke negatively to us during our development. Somebody spoke down to us. Somebody cursed us. Somebody used word curses against us. Someone took out their anger, frustration, and hatred on us and called us ugly, dumb, and stupid, and all of these things that birth self-hatred and low self-worth. Father God, we cancel the assignment of that. Even when we were young, the enemy was trying to work because he knew that we would find you, Father God. He knew that once we found you, we'd be free from his tactics and his antics. So we claim that freedom right now, and we cancel the assignment of self-hatred, low self-worth from our lives. And we will not punish ourselves, harm ourselves. We won't punish ourselves, harm ourselves, tattoo or cut ourselves, or allow any prior self-mutilation to alter our thoughts about ourselves. So we break the curse of every tattoo. We break the curse of every cut. We break the curse of every mark. Any kind of mutilation done to our bodies when we were experiencing self-hatred and self-loathing, Father God, we break the curse of it right now. It will not have power to alter our thoughts about ourselves anymore. And we break the power of every mark, every cut, and every augmentation and mutilation that we have done to ourselves. And we claim freedom from the dark forces that they give passage to. In Jesus' name. We won't be tormented by doing it. We won't be tormented by that act. We cancel the act of it. Father God, we cancel the assignment of the tattoo. We cancel, Father God, any spirit that may have come to torment us from the tattoo parlor and the place we had it done, the temple, the sanctuary of darkness that we went into. Father God, we cancel it right now in the name of Jesus. The enemy will not use that to make us feel less than. 1 Thessalonians 5 and 5, ye are all the children of light and the children of the day. We are not of the night nor of darkness. So we speak that over ourselves right now. We are children of the light. We defy darkness. We fight darkness. We come against darkness. We denounce darkness because we are children of the light and we are not of the night. And we break every spell of smoking, nicotine, pharmakia, sugar, if it's got a stronghold on us. Alcohol, vaping, cigarettes, cigars, blunts, weeds, cocaine, and all drugs that alter our mind and open us up to dark spirits. We cancel their assignment, no matter what kind of hold they had on us when we wasn't saved. We are saved right now, and we have victory over nicotine. We have victory over smoking. We have victory over weed. We have victory over cigarillos, cigarettes, Black and Miles, blunts, whatever it is. Any drug that alters our mind and opens us up to dark spirits. So we denounce right now the taste, the flavor, and the urge of using it for emotional support. We have the power of the Holy Ghost to support us emotionally. We have the fruits of the Spirit to support us emotionally. We have love, joy. We have peace, long-suffering, goodness, gentleness, faith, meekness, temperance. We have those things as our emotional support. So we don't need nicotine. We don't need drugs. We don't need food. We don't need sugar to make us feel better and to give us emotional support. We come against that right now in the name of Jesus, denouncing the very taste, flavor, and urge in using it. And we claim victory over mind control and emotional torment from habitual use and the uncontrollable urge to abuse substances. In the name of Jesus, and it could be just pills for depression, anxiety, whatever it is, we just come against that right now, mind control and emotional torment. And we ask God for healing. Heal our emotions, Father God. Heal our emotions. That trauma, what we went through, Father God, help us. Help us to deal with it without using substances. John 8:36, if the Son therefore shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed. So we claim freedom right now. We are free. I am free. We are free. We don't need a little taste of whiskey. We don't need to smoke anything. We don't need those things because we are free indeed. Every sickness and disease related to emotional trauma, we cancel right now. Every sickness, disease that is related to emotional trauma, we cancel it right now. And we cast trauma and self-sabotage out of our systems and claim healing for every organ, cell, and system in our body affected by them. We cast trauma and self-sabotage out of every organ of our body. We cast it out of our heart. We cast it out of our liver. We cast it out of our intestines. Father God, we won't have IBD and bowel disease and kidney disease and heart disease. We cancel all of the trauma and self-sabotage out of our systems and claim healing for every organ. We claim healing on a cellular level, God. Even if it came from granddaddy, great granddaddy, the things that they did that got in their cells, Father God, we won't allow it in our cells. We pray against it and cast it out right now. Trauma and self-sabotage even out of every cell so that it won't spread in our bodies. And all of our systems come in line with the plan of God for our bodily function, that we will function and be in good health and not affected by something someone said or did to us. Father God, we claim freedom from that. And we will not allow the devil to use our past to wreck our future. We will not allow him to use our past to wreck our future. We have a wonderful future in Christ, and we speak complete healing in Jesus' name. By his stripes, we are healed emotionally, physically. Proverbs 103 says, bless the Lord, O my soul, forget not all his benefits. This is a benefit of God that he forgives all of our iniquities, so we don't have to just keep going back and being tormented by things in our past. He forgives our iniquities. And then he heals all of our diseases that are caused by it. So we just thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your benefits. Thank you, Lord. for your benefits. And we forgive those that hurt us. We let go of bitterness, wrath, anger, resentment, hatred, and malice. We want to truly love again. We can't love with hatred. We can't love when we're overly angry and resenting people and hating and malicious toward people. So, Father God, we let go of all of that right now. Help us to let go of bitterness, wrath, anger, resentment, and hatred and malice. We want to truly love again. And we understand that hurting people hurt people because we have hurt people. So we release the hurt right now. We release the pain right now. And we release the past right now. In Jesus' name, so we can have freedom in our minds, our bodies, our spirits. Hallelujah. We can let these things go so we can have freedom in our minds, our bodies, and our spirits. So our relationships won't suffer because of what happened in our past. Father God, so that our relationship, our marriages won't suffer because of what happened in our past. God, we don't want to carry around what the devil did to us and have it cause issues in what you're trying to do for us. We don't want anything to come in between our love for God and his healing for us. So we let it all go. 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 You should be doing good by now, so we gotta let it all go. You should be married by now. You gotta let it all go. You should be healed by now. But you gotta let it go. Help us, Father God. Help us to let it go. Ephesians 4 and 31. Let all bitterness, wrath, anger, clamor, and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. And we forgive ourselves as you have forgiven us, Lord. We forgive ourselves. We let ourselves off the hook. We do not hold ourselves in contempt or allow guilt and shame to destroy our opinions of ourselves. Lord, we are wonderfully made by you. And because of your forgiving power, we can be new creations. Hallelujah. We are wonderfully made. We are wonderfully made by you. Help us to let go of old things and allow all things to become new in you. So we cancel all guilt, shame, blame, pain, humiliation, embarrassment, disgust, and low self-value. We will not believe what the enemy says about us. We will not believe what the enemy says about us. Come on, you need to say that. I will not believe what the enemy says about me. I will not believe it. I cancel all guilt, shame, blame, pain, humiliation, embarrassment, disgust with my own self, and low self-value. I'm not going to believe what the enemy says about me. We are your creation, Lord. We don't belong to the devil. We don't even belong to ourselves. We're your creation, Lord. You made us wonderfully, and you love us. Love us enough that you sent your only son to die for us, to die for our sins so that we can be with you, and not just be with you, but reign with you throughout eternity. That's how much you love us, and that's what the devil doesn't like. That's who we are. That's who we are. Created to reign with the Lord forever. 2 Corinthians 5 and 17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's brand new. He's a new creature. Old things are passed away. The way he was is passed away. And all things become new. We are new. New creations. And Lord, give us a new understanding of who we are so that we can see ourselves the way you see us. we can see ourselves the way you see us. Father God, what you see is what we want to see. The times when we're depressed and down and anxiety has set in and self-hatred has set in and we're just feeling bad about ourselves. Father God, we want to see ourselves like you see us. Father God, give us a new understanding of who we are so we can see ourselves the way you see us. Help us to overcome self-sabotage and self-neglect because of a negative opinion of ourselves. No matter what we have done or what we have been through, we still matter to you. Fill us with your spirit so that we can see things the way you see them. In Jesus' name.
I am free from the bondage of my past. Today I'm free from the bondage of my past. Right now I'm free from the bondage of my past. For Christ has set me free. Christ has set me free. Today I'm free from the bondage of my past. Right now I'm free from the bondage of my past. The power of God has freed me from the bondage of my past. Christ has set me free. Yes, Christ has set me free.
Come on, can we declare that?
Right now I'm free from the bondage of my past.
Come on, sing it out, y'all.
Right now I'm free from the bondage of my past. Sing it again, declare it, I am free from the bondage of my past. Christ has set me free. Yes, Christ has set me free.
Come on, sing it one more time.
I am free from the bondage.
Come on, declare it over your life. Come on, say it,
I am free from the bondage.
Come on, we'll be filled with the Spirit.
I am free from the bondage. For Christ has set me free. Christ has set me free.
Say, Christ has set me free.
Christ has set me free. So I'm free indeed. Christ has set me free.
Say, Christ has set me free.
Christ has set me free. Jesus did it. Christ has set me free.
One more time. Christ has.
Christ has set me free. Whom the Son sets free is free indeed.
Come on, one more time. Say it.
Yes, I am free from the bondage. Lift your hands and say, I am free from the bondage of my past. One more time, I'm free. I am free from the bondage of my past.
Christ has set me free.
For Christ has set me free. Christ has set me free.
Hallelujah.
Set me free. It's Christ has set me free. It's Christ has set me free. It's Christ has set me free. Jesus did it. Christ has set me free.
Sing it out.
Christ has set me free. Christ has set me free. One more time, yeah. Christ has set me free. Jesus Christ has set me free.
Hallelujah. 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 Philippians 3 and 13. And God brought this just to a different light to me today. And I've read this passage hundreds of times, but I wasn't reading it from Paul. I wasn't reading it from Paul's perspective or vantage point. Paul's vantage point is a little different from ours when we read it. We read it, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things of which are behind. When we read that, we're thinking of, you know, stuff we did in the club and the drinking and the smoking and the, you know, sexualizing and whatever we was doing in the past. Paul was killing people. He was murdering, and he wasn't just killing people. He was killing Christians. That changes this whole passage, because this man, there's no way he could have done what God called him to do if he had kept focusing on what he had done. There's no way. There's no way. So Paul had to forget those things which were behind him. There was no going forward if Paul didn't stop thinking about what happened. That's something. That's why he was so content in jail. And when he saw the chopping block for them to cut his head off, he was fine. He said, you know what? I fought a good fight. I finished my course. But he had to put what he had done behind him. This message is for everyone in here. You can't go forward if you don't put it behind you. We gotta emotionally heal completely. Amen? Amen. Forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before. Amen? Amen? All right.